Feast of Fools by Rachel Caine, read by Catherine Fenton. The story so far. Claire Danvers was going to Caltech, or maybe MIT. She had her pick of great schools, but her parents were a little worried about sending a wide-eyed 16-year-old into such a high-pressure world. So they compromised and sent her to a safe place for a year, Texas Prairie University, a small school located in Morganville, Texas, just an hour or so from their home. One problem. Morganville isn't what it seems. It's the last safe place for vampires, and that makes it not very safe at all for the humans who venture in for work or school. The vampires rule the town, and everyone who lives in it. Claire's second problem is that she's gathered enemies, major ones, human and vampire. Now, she lives with housemates Michael Glass, newly made a vampire, Eve Rosser, always been goth, and Shane Collins, whose absentee dad is a vampire killer. Claire's the normal one, or she would be, except that she's deep into the secrets of Morganville. She's become an employee of the founder, Amelie, and befriended one of the most dangerous, yet most vulnerable vampires of them all, Mernin. And just when she thinks things can't get any worse, they have.